Christmas morning, we're going to light these candles and celebrate together and learn a little bit together and have one more time where we really focus on the purpose of Christmas. So the first candle that we talked about 4.5 weeks ago was a candle of light. And I don't see Irva here, so who would like to come and light the first candle? Come on up, Jesse. Dip it in a little more there. There we go. All right. Light. Let there be light, God said. And then he shone with the bright light of a star. Courage was the next one. Oh, we need courage. Sam, come on up. Excellent. Excellent. Good. Courage. We need courage. Then there was peace. Peace of God. Peace with God. And Thea isn't here. Who would like to come and light the candle? Come on up. Excellent. And then last Sunday, I just talked about, rather than just always doing the predictable, sometimes I'm a little bit unpredictable, I said, what is that one trait, that one gift, that one, you know, we talked about love, joy, peace, and patience and kindness, talked about the fruit of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 13, love, hope, and what's that in 1 Corinthians 13? She's gone. Come on. Love, hope, and... Wow, okay. Next week we'll talk about 1 Corinthians 13. But what is that trait that you really wanted? Faith, hope, and love. Thank you. We got it. Okay, you don't have to be here next week. Yeah, you won't be, but yeah. So, what is it that you wanted from God this Christmas? What did you need from God? What is it? Maybe some of you can shout it out. What is it that you wanted from God this Christmas? Maybe you had that word before Hudson comes and lights it. What was that word? Speak it out.
Rest.
Sorry?
Rest.
Rest, yes. What else? There's many things we would want, right? Many things of the heart. So whatever that was, keep that in your mind. Hudson, would you come and light the fourth candle? Excellent. Well done. Well done. The fifth candle, the Christ candle. We talk about Emmanuel, and I'll talk a little bit about that. We talk about Emmanuel, God with us. The Christ child has come. Emmanuel, God with us. God has shown up on earth physically. His very bodily and personal presence. That is it. God is here with us. So who would like to light the Christ candle? The last one. Come on up. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are here this morning to take a little bit of time to sing to you, to worship you, to thank you. Jesus, that you would show up on this earth, that you would come. And Jesus, cause us this morning, this Christmas season, the days that are left as we celebrate with family, that we would remember you most of all. So thank you, Jesus. We
We pray in your name. Amen.
It was silent and dark for 400 years. What's a generation? How many years is a generation? What would that be? What's a generation? It's about 40 years. So that'd be 10 generations. You can't even count how many great, 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 great there was. 10 generations of silence. What is the silence of God? Can God go silent? We as humans can ignore God. We can go silent through disobedience. And sometimes we may wonder, why is God seem silent in our lives? It may be because we have pushed God away. It may be because we've ignored God. And he will give into our wishes if we persistently push and ignore and disobey God. And that's what happened to the Israelites then. That's what happened to the Jewish people. God had said, fine. Then we're going to go silent for 400 years. Look at Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. Someone may say to you, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead. With their whispering and mutterings, they will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Shouldn't the living seek guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead? A rhetorical question. Look to God's instructions and teachings. People who contradict his word are completely in the dark. They will go from one place to another, weary and hungry, and because they are hungry, they will rage and curse against their king and their God. They will look up to heaven and look down at the earth, and wherever they look, there will be trouble and anguish and dark despair. They will be thrown out into darkness. That's what it was like. Chapter 9, nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, and there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in the land of deep darkness, a light will shine. God doesn't force himself upon our lives, or does he? Dark, and no one wanted to listen to God. But at just the right time, Galatians says, at just the right time, Jesus showed up. Jesus arrived, God with us. It was predicted and now fulfilled. God broke the silence in a dramatic way and yet in such a subtle way. If you go to Genesis chapter 2, God already predicted, or Genesis chapter 12, God already predicted with Abraham, verse 2 and 3, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. And I will bless those who will bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the families on earth will be blessed through you. He was predicting already back then that there would be a blessing. You read the genealogy. Jesus goes all the way back to Abraham. Then we go to King David. We go to King David in 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 16. Your house, David, and your kingdom will continue before me all the time, for your throne will be secure forever. He's predicting again in the genealogy. So what didn't just show up? It's gone on for thousands of years. Micah chapter 5 verse 2. It's getting closer. He says, but you, Bethlehem, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel whose origins whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you among your behalf, or on your behalf. Predicted again, is getting more specific. He says it and he repeats it again in Matthew chapter 2. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, who are the least among the ruling cities of Judah, a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel. He's predicting. This didn't just happen. It was God's plan all the way along. There's a very practical point for us as we come closer to that. Then we go back to Matthew, or to Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7. All right then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, a virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will be called and call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Hundreds of years before. Then we go to Romans chapter 8. What's the point that God's trying to show us? We know this verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for him. God put it all together. For centuries, he's put it all together. And he's working together for our good. It's interesting that when there's huge natural disasters, and you may know this, Rosenorters, or my grandson said yesterday, Rosenortarians, something like that, he was trying to come up with. You know that after natural disasters, we expect the heads of government to show up. Maybe we don't, but we like it when the heads of government see the destruction for themselves, look people in the eyes, shake hands, even hug people. We expect the people of power to show up. And that's exactly what happened. God himself showed up. He walked among our mess that we created in sin and the original sin of Adam and Eve, and we continue to show our sin. And he still showed up. Right down to us personally. It's a grand story that is so personal. So I'm a couple of years ago, we showed this video, and this video just really means a lot to me. I watched it again. It's called The Shepherd, put on by the group that put together The Chosen. And I watched it again, and I like watching movies over and over again, even though I know the story, but I always pick up something different. And I want you to watch this video, and then I'll just close it right at the end. And watch how God still worked with individual, personal people. Go ahead, play. Thank you.
But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth, and he shall be their peace. A reading from the scroll of the prophet Micah.
Set us free from the occupation.
Yes, he will make a great military leader.
Are you sure? Just because last Shabbat the priest read from Prophet Ezekiel and he did not say...
How dare you?
I'm sorry, teacher. He is obsessed.
He brought this animal? I said spotless.
Spotless? Yes.
These are for righteous men. For the perfect sacrifice.
Very sorry. Very sorry. Very sorry.
You wonder why the Messiah hasn't come? People like you keeping him away with your stains. If you come back here without a perfect lamb, I will banish you all from the marketplace.
Come, come. I warned you about this.
Are you deaf as well as lame?
I am sorry.
We are not slowing down for you. You take this right back up to the hill and try and keep up. Or find your own way back.
In darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divided the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you
come to this.
No, this is all in place.
Please,
what? Go!
For every boot of the warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Strengthen the weak hands.
Excuse me, friend. Could you point me to a well in this town? My wife hasn't had a drink in hours.
On the other end of the square.
Thank you, brother.
Well, wait a minute. Here.
Oh, thank you for your kindness.
How far have you come?
From Galilee, Nazareth.
Don't say that too loud here. You know, they say, nothing good can come from...
I know what they say about Nazareth.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Secret safe with me.
Thank you for your kindness.
My name is Simon.
Out of my way.
We must go.
Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. A reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah.
This way.
Yes, well, next time I would wipe my hands with his robe. Oh. You would faint.
A Pharisee is so cheap. When he writes his will, he names himself as the heir.
And then he still doesn't get much. No. Finally, he's back!
Hello, Simon.
Stay with the sheep.
He is useless. Why do you keep him around?
He's a good boy.
You want some dinner?
Finally.
Aaron made dinner tonight, so nothing is cooked.
The food is fine. It's my grandmother's recipe, so leave it alone.
Then that is why your grandfather left.
Again and again.
Take whatever they want.
Oh, I wish that woman wouldn't have left the well.
Oh, she was
very pretty. Very pretty.
Ooh, very pretty. Can I have my dinner now?
Not with us. No. Your plate is over there.
I do what happened this morning. You sleep with the sheep tonight.
And pay attention this time.
And watch out for wolves.
Watch out for the Pharisee. He might come after you.
Mm-hmm. A Roman took another sheep yesterday.
Simon, they're talking about the Romans again.
They cook it right in front of me.
You're lucky that part of this conversation was Romans again and again.
Let's talk about something else.
beautiful.
We must tell someone.
We must tell everyone. Yes, yes, thank you.
Thank you. We waited for this for so long. So long.
He's on.
Yes,
he's on.
Oh, it's okay.
Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. To establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
Not to come back here. So where is it? Have you found a spotless lamb for sacrifice?
From the beginning of time, beforehand, God created you and me. All of this in mind. No matter what we may feel, no matter what's going on in our lives, like the shepherd, God sees you and me. He sees us. He is the God who sees you. Isaiah 57, verse 15. The high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the Holy One says this, I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble, and I restore the crushed spirit of the humble, and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. He's come for us. He has come for us. So when we sing, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, in the deepest sense, we wish each other a Merry Christmas. What's a sign on the Rosenart Fellowship Chapel? It says, Christmas begins with Christ. So, let's sing this closing song. And with that, Merry Christmas. Each and every one of us, Merry Christmas.